Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jan Anderson is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jan is a new friend. He's co-founder and chief marketing officer at Push Up. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's started a number of other businesses and launched a number of other businesses, and this one is all about social media, all about helping people like you get your social media program, your strategy organized, and helping you build and engage online communities. Jan Anderson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Jan, let me give you a little bit of a background from this perspective, and you can weigh in on whether you think how much that aligns with what you're seeing. When we talk to small business owners, when we poll small business owners about their social media strategy, even now, what 5-6 years since social media has really become, you know, a big part of our lives, it's still difficult for small business owners, and I don't know about the big companies, but for small business owners, it's still difficult to find the ROI in social media. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I think that's right, Jim. You know, the challenge that people have today, and I think that goes for both small businesses and large businesses, is that they understand that they have to be in the social media space. 25% of the time that people spend on the internet today is spent on social media. So as a brand or a company or an organization, it's a space that you really have to be in. But the challenge and the difficulty is, I think to your point, is finding that ROI in the time and the efforts that you're spending on social media, and how do you do that effectively?
Well, see, this is what's so frustrating for small business owners. As you know, our cash is precious, our time is precious, and so we're used to spending money on employees and machines and software and advertising, for example. And that will go out and we can see some kind of return, even if it isn't a payday today, we at least start seeing some kind of progress. Social media is a lot. It takes a different view. It requires a different view of it, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's very difficult to do in a way that you can measure. Right. I mean, what it is all about at the end of the day is that you want to build engagement with your customer, or with your client, or fan, or follower, all depending on the type of organization you are. But ultimately, seeing what kind of penetration you have in that is very, very difficult to do, because what you're essentially doing is outsourcing the entire conversation to other people to own your customers or your brand. So you're spending probably hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, depending on the size of your business, in marketing, trying to build your brand, and the first thing you do now is you outsource that to a Facebook or a Twitter or LinkedIn for them to actually capitalize on those people. So that's been a real challenge in this space, and that's something that we've been trying to fix or push.
Well, that's the thing. That's now you're bringing us around to an area that I want to make sure we talk about, and that is we've got all these platforms, all these free platforms. And they don't seem to be helping small business owners they're making the platform available for free, and they do have some tools, but they don't seem to me to be championing what small business owners need to help them. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right again there. You know, one of the things, the most important thing for a small business owner in particular, if you have a website that you spend time and money in, is you want to drive people to that website. Maybe that's where you sell your product. Maybe that's where you're promoting your product, or where you have conversion, right? Which is ultimately what we all want to do. We want to sell more, right?
We want to convert users into prospects and prospects into customers.
That's exactly right. So what's happened over the last 5-6 years with social media is it's almost counterintuitive to that. Is the first thing that we do, somebody comes to our website, is we ask them to click a little icon to go to Facebook or to Twitter or somewhere else, so we send them away again.
And take them away, yeah.
And it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it probably doesn't make a lot of sense to most people, but there aren't a whole lot of other choices out there. So that's where we went off with PushUp, and we developed a technology that allows you in minutes, literally, to add a social network to your existing website.
When you say a social network, you mean a new social network or aggregate existing social networks?
Good question. That is a new social network. It is your social network.
Thank you.
It does not aggregate Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or anything else into your website. This is your network that you control. You control the analytics behind it. You control the conversation. And everything else about it.
Folks, this is what I've been telling you about. If you remember, if you think about this for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been telling you this was going to happen. Yan, what I've been saying is don't, yes, use the Facebook, yes, use Twitter, yes, use all the free social media platforms, but two things. Don't trust them to be thinking about you and working in your favor, number one. Number two, make sure that you're building a parallel universe with those contacts that you're making in those communities, and you're putting them. You've got their contact information in a parallel universe vessel, so to speak, which you can call a customer list, a community list, because you can't count on these other platforms to always be there for you. And I've been saying for years, one of these days you're going to be able to build your own community on your own website. And yet it sounds like you've done that.
Yeah, the nice thing about this is, and we certainly don't propose to replace Facebook or Twitter. I think that's a very large mouthful.
No, that's right.
In many ways. But what we do is we leverage them. So through the PushUp social network, actually, you can actually share externally and pull more customers in from Facebook and Twitter, mm-hmm. and then pull them back into your own community. So then that's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do that way.
That's the kind of logic that makes sense to a small business owner.
I would hope so, and we're small business owners ourselves,
yeah.
So we understand those challenges also, and as I think you mentioned earlier, you know, I've been along with my partners, we've all started, you know, multiple businesses over
right.
the years.
But it doesn't make sense to a small business owner to get somebody to come to see you and then send them away, like as you were saying earlier. Yan, give us your website, please.
It's pushup.com. It's very easy.
We're going to come back after these messages and get into the specifics of how to use this platform.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.